Bank of Cardiff. Matthew speaking.
Yeah, Matt. John Esposito, Main Street Grill.
Hey, John. Hey, I was actually just trying to follow up with you real fast. I know you're a busy guy, but I sent a offer in the mail probably about 2 weeks ago, and it looks like it was based on some of the financing you guys did with the bank and our network, and we got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Looks like $250,000 worth. So I was just circling back, see if you guys got anything in the pipeline or where you might need some financing.
No, I don't remember seeing that, but that's not to say you didn't get lost with the 1,000 pieces of mail we get here.
Yeah.
You know, right now, no, I don't need anything at this moment.
Sure.
But
no.
It's nice to know we've been pre-approved. And how's that? What's that based on?
So basically, we have a couple programs. We have an equipment program. Basically, it's a traditional loan. Think of like a typical car loan where you have a 2 to 5 year plan. You have monthly payments and our rates, and that's it. Usually starts in the mid single digits. Then on the other side of things, we have what's called a working capital program. It's more of our newer program where we kind of basically it gives you more access to cash than your typical line of credit does, and that's kind of based on your sales. So we generally can free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. And unsecured cash, you can do as you please to help grow your business. There's no calling it back in like traditional banks could, or there's no supervisor.
It's not based on credit card sales.
Well, it's based on your overall sales. So I mean, if you have a million or 500,000, you're eligible for $50,000 to $100,000 or more.
Yeah, you know. But I mean, it's not secured with credit card sales.
Right. No, I mean it's
because there's a lot of that coming around where, you know, they're securing a loan against your credit card sales.
No. Nope. I mean, basically unsecured cash is we're going to deposit cash into your bank account, your business bank, and as you please, you do what you need to grow your business. We just base it off of your overall gross sales. And that's how we accumulate the amount we're going to be able to lend to you. You know, my intention for today's call was to just build a business relationship with you and see if there's anything we do down the line. Because I know typically a lot of businesses wait till the end of the year or they do it as they need. And you never know when you're going to need it. It's better to know me, not need me, than need me, not know me. Because a lot of the banks, they can take months and months to get you the approval. With us, I get you an approval within 48 hours and get you funded in 48 hours. So that's kind of my situation and what we can offer you down the line if anything were to ever come up.
You know. Well, like I said, if you want to, you know, go through the trouble, mail something out again, I'll keep my eye out special for it.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and just think that it wasn't junk mail as I always get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I mean, everything I do right now, I do with my banks. You know what I mean? I have lines of credit and everything else with them. So.
Oh yeah, we don't wanna get in the middle of that. I mean, you keep your good relationship with your banks, but I mean, if something comes up and your banks can't help you out in the time frame you need it in, I'd love to be the guy you call. You mind if I send you an email?
No email. The girl who takes our email says, please don't give email out anymore. There's hundreds of emails I'm getting every day.
Oh yeah, I don't want to be one of those guys.
If you want to just drop something in the regular, you know, snail mail, I'll keep my eye out for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's up to you. And I'll put your number with the other phone numbers and make a notation. And if something comes up, I'll call you that way.
Absolutely. How's business going for you, John?
Well, it's going as good as always. You know what I mean?
You
know, it always slows down a little in the summer. But, you know, most of the time restaurants and business do slow down unless you're on a lake or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you guys been in business for?
15 years.
Oh, that's good. You guys definitely doing. That's good to hear. When you do typically bring on equipment, what do you usually get, or is it usually
kitchen
just a line of credit?
We just get a line of credit and we buy whatever kitchen equipment we need. I never really leased any equipment to speak of.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's understandable. Yeah.
You know, I never really leased any equipment, but you know, we're toying with the idea of leasing a POS system, but that's about all.
A POS system, yeah, point of sale. Gotcha.
Yeah, we need to upgrade ours, you know what I'm saying?
So sure.
Ours is, like I said, it's, you know, pushing 15 years. It's, you know, new modern things then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And getting old and tired, so we're going to put a new one in. That's, you know, you're talking around 11 grand.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about, like, instead of taking our capital away, just maybe look at leasing one. So that might be an option.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's where it would be a great fit for some equipment financing. You know, that's what the equipment side of things does for you. Just keeps your working capital together, and
Well, I may talk to you about that as things progress a little here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, keep my number in the box next to your desk, and anything ever comes up, shoot me a call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Bye.